sir.
Hey, I just hugged this. I just hugged Johnny right over
yes,
there.
Sir.
I told him to pass the torch.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, big dog. Big dog. What's up, man?
Hey.
Who gets him, man?
He got the torch. He got
this hey. With it. Hey, every play.
Huh?
Every play. Every play.
Yeah, we talked a little bit. Kind of knew he was mic'd up, but I just wanted him to go out there and just have fun because having fun is such a big part of the game. You are having fun doing your hobby because if you can treat football as your hobby, having fun with it, man, it's just you can be out there all day. You want to play, start the game at 8 a.m. in the morning and not get done at 10 o'clock at night because you're having fun, you're enjoying it. And everyone notices it. Everyone sees it. Sees you just having fun. And it just makes the game easy. I like that. I like how he runs out on the field. That means he's ready to go. Even from the sidelines,
he's got the intensity.
That's great.
Give it to Big Brown now.
Talking that smack to him.
Up the middle, to the goal line, to the end zone, touchdown!
Hey, Big Brown, you so pretty, Big Brown. You so pretty. Hey, AD, hey, let's keep our foot in their throat.
That nonstop motor.
Let's not ease up. Let's not ease up.
That's old school football right there.
Let's keep it going.
It's got the intensity. Oh, nice spin move. Oh, and we're dancing with it. That makes football exciting. Oh, look at that. Knocking the pass down. It says defensive lineman can't knock balls down.
Let's go.
That intensity. Woo! Talking to the fans, getting the fans involved in the game.
I know you better than you know yourself. I just got a sack on you. I went power, and then I long-armed you because I knew you was going to lean, and then I spun back inside. That's what I did.
If I get 1 out of 70 and that's every game, you know what that equal?
Hey, Mr. Headlinesman. Headlines, he didn't move, sir. All right. Thank you.
Trying to help the referees out. Dancing. That gets you loosened up. Oh, look at that. Oh!
Yeah.
Is that like a throwback mirror?
That wasn't right, Compton. You can't be hitting me like that. Compton, that's not fair.
Actually, it looked like it. You know, his intensity, the talking to the offensive lineman, talking to the quarterback, getting in the quarterback's head, the style of play, because he's not a tall guy like a Jared Allen, but he's still able to get underneath the offensive lineman's pass. It reminded me of myself.
You've been polite and cordial. I'm gonna be polite and cordial. I'm gonna put you on my Christmas list, man. How's that? You want a good Christmas card? You know what? Me and you should hang out in the offseason together. But I'm telling you, me and you should hang out. We should go fishing together.
It just tells me that the Viking tradition carries on. Because the Vikings have always been known for their defensive linemen. And I think Everson would just carry on that tradition. And it's fun to see it. And at the same time, it brings a smile to my face to realize that the Vikings defensive line is in great hands.
You also play for Coach Patterson. Where do you think Coach Patterson helps Everson's game the most?
The most is with your hands. He teaches you how to use your hands, get your hands underneath the guys. He also teaches you how to stay composed, go out there prepared. And to realize that in practice, that's where the game starts at. Working your moves, creating your moves in practice to get them ready for the game. Because by the time the game comes, you've already perfected your moves. And on Sunday, it's just like a clean-up day. But Dre's always been great about that. He's a guy who gets you intense, gets you ready and positive. And, man, he's a great asset.
What did you think of – I saw you kind of chuckling when he basically owned that guy, and then he told him.
Oh, yeah.
I know you better than you know yourself. I just got a sack on you. I went power, and then I long-armed you because I knew you was going to lean, and then I spun back inside. That's what I did.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I did do that. I used to do that myself.
Balls over here!
It's great when you can do that because when you're talking to the offensive lineman and you're telling them that, and since I'm retired now and I see some of these old offensive linemen I used to play against, they tell you that they remember what you said to their teammate. They remember that. And the guys on the defensive line that play with you, they all go back. You go back to the huddle and you're going, man, I can't believe you told him that. And when you can tell a guy that you own him, that gets in his head. He realizes that you're bringing it, that you're bringing your best game, and there's nothing he can do about it. What can you do? There's nothing you can do. So, to me, yeah, it's reminding me of myself. And, man, there's only a few guys can do that. And Everson definitely got the style, and, man, he's definitely got the intensity. I love it.